Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focused on Albany this Christmas week. And I have with me former Assemblyman Richard Brodsky. And Richard writes, Assemblyman Brodsky writes articles, which is published in, you know, the Albany Times Union, the paper that I read. He wrote an article a couple of weeks ago that was very interesting. He talked about the IDC and Charlie King's role on it. Welcome, Assemblyman Brodsky. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Now, you know, I keep an eye on what's going on with the state senate and the IDC. And that all of the stuff that I've read and witnessed, I have never heard of Charlie King. Can you explain what his role is in the state senate and the IDC? I think this is very interesting.
Well, he's been around for 140 years in the sense that he's been active as a leader of the Democratic Party in the state. He was executive director of the party. He's been a community activist in the black community. He's kind of well known to insiders.
And what's his role as far as the IDC is concerned?
Well, I don't think he has a particular role in the sense that he manages to, how do I say this? He has the ear of a lot of people. So both for the press, for insiders, when he talks, people listen, which is, you know, something you earn. And I think he's earned that, and he does it quite well.
And does he have any influence over how Jeff Klein is going to align himself this legislative session?
Hard to know. You'd have to ask Jeff Klein what influence he'd have over that kind of stuff. Who has influence is always an issue that you don't know until the very end. Let's leave it at that.
Now, when you wrote the article about Charlie King, you talked about his ties to Al Sharpton. What are they?
Well, Charlie worked with Reverend Sharpton for years, and I think they continue to, I don't know what the word is, confer or have each other's ears. There's nothing particularly magical about what's going on here. How do you say this? The process of the process of commenting and it's a press process, but it had some cumulative effect. Charlie weighed in and weighed in effectively, I thought.
So does he come up to Albany, or does he do all of his stuff down in New York City?
He's omnipresent. He's findable in a lot of places. He's not hard to find if you're looking for him.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. There's been a lot of talk over the past couple of days about whether there's going to be a special session and the talk about a pay raise, and it looks like this particular session might be pretty contentious. Given the fact that we're going into 2018, it won't be too long now, and do you think that if Cuomo is having a contentious relationship with the legislature, do you think that's going to diminish his chances of either running for re-election, or if he does, winning?
No, he's always had a contentious relationship with the legislature. And it's whether it's hurt him or not, is a question that, you know, can be answered by others better than it can be answered by me. I suspect he's doing what he's doing with full knowledge of the consequences. So I don't think he's conflict averse, if you know what I mean. He finds ways to get what he wants done in ways that perhaps create more conflict than you and I would create, but that's a style right. Governors can have without much difficulty.
That's something that his father really didn't have. Wouldn't you agree? His father
there was a lot of conflict there. People tend to think of the good old days, and sometimes it's accurate, sometimes it's not.
Okay. So what do you see on the horizon for this coming legislative session?
It's very hard to tell. The budget will take a lot of time and attention, as it should, and whether that constitutes whether that's going to be the only issue is, I think, to be seen.
Okay. And as of right now, nobody really knows where Jeff Klein is going to align himself with. Is that a correct statement?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Okay. Now, tell everybody in Focus on Albany what you've been doing lately. How long have you been retired from the Assembly?
Well, I left at the end of 2010. So I've been out a while. I'm, you know, it. Whether I constitute a person of influence and knowledge is not for me to say. But let's just say that I've been out for a while. I stay active. I have a column in the Times Union, I do a bunch of stuff that's at least interesting to me.
Is it syndicated anywhere else besides the Times Union?
It gets reprinted on occasion. You can also look for me on HuffPost if you have that interest.
Okay. And you're also involved, I believe, in a think tank, right?
I'm a senior fellow at a think tank called Demos.
And what do you do there?
Think. The tank.
Yes. That's cute. So as the legislative session evolves in 2017, I would like to have you back on Focus on Albany.
It's always a pleasure. I'm glad to do it.
Thank you. You've been listening to former Assemblyman Richard Brodsky. If you like the show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. And if anybody wants to get in contact with you, Assemblyman, how could they do so? Hello?
Okay.
Now, how would they get in contact with you if somebody wants to ask you a question or something?
Well, it depends on what it's about. If it's about stuff in the TU, they should write to the TU.
Okay.
Okay?
That's good. Yeah.
Great. Happy holidays.
Thank you so much, and thank you, everybody, and thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day, and we will discuss state matters soon. Thank you.
Okay.